Hello, welcome back to the Willie's Podcast, Experience Podcast, excuse me, Trivia Edition. I'm here with Matt Brown, still hanging around with me. How's it going, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you, last time, you had 137 points, which is among the top 10 all-time top scores on this. So let's see how you do this time. Remember, if you do worse, it's because my questions are worse, not because your answers are worse. All right, we start out with 5-point toss-up questions, 10 of them. These are all based on current events. And, of course, as always, these current events are from 2 or 3 days before you people are listening. So it's somewhat vaguely current events. All right, question number one. What sprinter is so damn slow he got run over by a Segway?
Usain Bolt.
Correct for 5 points, slow ass. Question number two. What comedian slash race car owner said he's struggling with his love for the sport after the recent death of Justin Wilson?
David Letterman.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three. Who currently has the lowest ERA in Major League Baseball?
Oh, no. I don't know, so Clayton Kershaw.
That's a good guess, always a good guess. That's incorrect. It's Zach Greinke, his teammate Zach Greinke. Question number four, what team currently has the best record in Major League Baseball?
Is it the Blue Jays?
Somebody forgot whose podcast he was on. Nope, it is the St. Louis Cardinals. Question number five. About whom did Ronda Rousey trash talk by saying, quote, if he learns to read or write, he can give me a call?
Floyd Mayweather?
Correct for 5 points. Question number six. What NBA player, nicknamed Chocolate Thunder by Stevie Wonder, died Thursday morning?
As a Philadelphian, it saddens me to say Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins, that's correct. I feel bad giving that a bell. Question number seven. What former Texas Tech walk-on won the starting quarterback job at Oklahoma State over Trevor Knight?
At Oklahoma, it was Baker Mayfield.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. at Oklahoma. Sorry. I read my own question wrong. You knew what I was trying to ask. All right, question number eight. What game officially kicks off the college football season at 6 p.m. Eastern time on September 3rd?
On September 3rd?
Thursday.
Sorry, yeah. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Correct. Well, I would have also accepted Central Florida, Florida.
I would also accept on Saturday a big game with Brent Musburger calling the action as North Dakota State, Montana this Saturday. So watch that.
Boy, he's going to have a hard time finding attractive. There's plenty of attractive lasses, I suppose, in North Dakota, but it's just that they'll be more warmly dressed. All right, question number nine. What team does Rob Gronkowski's little brother Glenn play fullback for?
Forgetting. I don't remember. Chargers?
That's incorrect. The Kansas State Wildcats. Kansas State Wildcats.
Oh, wait. Why was I thinking the NFL? I knew this. Oh.
That's okay. We're in college football mode. You're a college football guy. All right, question number 10. Where in what stadium is Illinois playing Northwestern in over Thanksgiving?
Soldier Field in Chicago.
That's correct for 5 points. That is Illinois giving away a home game, by the way. That's what they're doing this year for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Northwestern is not, that's very sad, actually. Northwestern is not the one giving up its home game in their dinky little 8,000-seat stadium that still has to tarp over seats.
Did they give up the Wrigley Field home game, though?
I think that one was considered like a break. I think that was considered Northwestern. That was a considered Northwestern home game. But that was also Wrigley. Like, Wrigley's different. All right, here we go. Okay, so 35 points. Very well done. Okay, now we go to topical. These are 10 questions under the same overarching category. Like if I said, for example, give me the coaches of the following NFL teams, then I would give you the teams, and each one of them would be worth 5 points. You've done this before. You know what we're doing. I'm going to give you a college football program. You give me that team's coach before the current one.
Ooh, okay.
Before their current coach. Now, to make it easier for you, we're not talking like a 3-game interim coach.
Okay, so the last full-time coach.
One full season. So we get out of the notion of what's an interim coach or what isn't. Yes. If you coached a full season, you count. All right, question number one. The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Mike Shula.
Correct for 5 points. Question number two, the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Ron Zook.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three, the Michigan State Spartans.
John L. Smith.
Well done. done. Good poll. Question number four, the Stanford Cardinal.
Jim Harbaugh.
Right, 5 points. Question number five, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Derek Dooley.
Correct. Question number six, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Charlie Weiss.
Correct. Number seven, the UCLA Bruins.
Rick Neuheisel.
Correct. Number eight, the Utah Utes.
Urban Meyer.
Correct. Number nine, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
This gets into that dicey territory. Luke Fickell coached a full season, though.
Correct. That's why I had to be so specific about that. And question number 10, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Who was the last coach?
I'm asking the questions here, pal.
Jim Donnan.
Well done. Correct. You got all 10 for 50 points. Extremely well done. All right, now we go to the team nicknames to remind you how this works. I give you the name of a team. These are actually all college football teams. Okay. So I give you the name of a team. You tell me for 10 points. If you know, you give me the nickname. If you don't, you ask for a clue, and then you don't get to guess twice. So you ask for a clue, and if you need the clue and get it right, you get 5 points. Question okay. number one, the Appalachian State.
Mountaineers.
Correct for 10 points. They play at Kid Brewer Stadium. Their mascot is Yosef. Question number two, Florida Atlantic.
Is the Owls.
Correct for 10 points. They play at FAU Stadium. Their mascot is Owlsley, which is very charming. Number three, Louisiana Monroe.
Warhawks.
Correct. First opponent of Georgia. They play at Malone Stadium. Their mascot is Ace the Warhawk. Question number four, North Texas.
Mean Green.
Correct for 5 points. They play at Apogee Stadium, and their mascot is a fan of baseball sports writers everywhere, Scrappy. And question number 10, the Tulane football team.
Green Wave.
Correct. Also the nickname for the Mattoon High School, by the way. Play at Gilman Stadium, and their mascot is Riptide. You are in historic territory here, my friend. You are at 135.
And I got the Gronkowski question wrong. That was bad.
You're at 135. You're already 2 points below your point to last time. We haven't even started Outburst yet. So we put 10 seconds on the clock. You're in Frank Schwab territory. 179 is the all-time record. All it's right. A tough one to get, but it's something to shoot for. All right, so here we go. We put this out. As Outburst works, we put 1 minute on the clock. I give you a category. If I say, name books of the Bible, and you have 1 minute to list as many of those as you can. Usually there's 10, sometimes a little more. 10 is the maximum number of points. So we put 1 minute on the clock. Give me the final top 10, the final college football playoff top 10 last year. The last bit of rankings they gave us, give us the top 10.
So the top 10 in December.
That may that whatever that was is a question only you can answer, but it is 1 minute on the clock. The final top 10 of last year, and go.
Okay, Alabama.
Yes.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Oregon.
Yes.
Florida State.
Yes.
TCU.
Yes.
Baylor.
Yes.
Mississippi State.
Yes.
Ole Miss.
Yes.
Michigan State.
Yes.
Arizona.
Good job. Well done. 10 and 20 seconds. Very well done. All right. Question the next one. Excuse me. Let me make sure I got this correct. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yep. Okay. For 1 minute on the clock, give me the college football programs who have played in the most bowl games. The programs who have played in the most bowl games total in their history. Now, these are all Division 1A teams, FBS teams now.
Okay.
So you can ignore your Yales and your Harvards.
So 10 of them?
10 of them. Top 10. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Penn State.
Yes.
Notre Dame.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Wait, why am I saying that? I know that's wrong. Alabama.
Yes.
Nebraska.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
USC.
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
Florida State?
No.
Tennessee?
Yes. You have seven.
Okay. Georgia?
Yes, you have eight.
Auburn?
No.
Okay. Arkansas.
10 seconds. No.
LSU.
Yes, you have one more.
Florida.
No.
No.
And time. You're going to kick yourself because I think you said it, but you didn't. You got Penn State, Alabama, Nebraska, Oklahoma, USC, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, and LSU. You missed Ohio State.
Oh, see, I
said Michigan. You said Michigan, I know, and you got yourself off.
Yeah, because for a while, Big Ten teams only went to one bowl, and yes, it was the Rose Bowl, and they didn't allow a repeat. So, like, Michigan probably has a misleading number. I thought Ohio State might be this. I should have just said it because you don't dock points.
I don't dock anything. I'm supportive here. So you still got nine. You're currently at 154. So you have a chance. You got 30. You have, if you get everything, you'll be at 184, which will set the record. So let's see how we go here. Three more to go. Lots of pressure. Lots of stress.
Okay.
At least for me. I don't know if you're feeling any stress. All right.
I'm all right.
Well, you seem cool. All right. Give me the as it is currently understood. This is the way we're going to go. This is the caveat for this. List me the last 10 teams to win the college football championship. That's simple. Not the last individual teams, not like 2001 Illinois. The last teams, if a team has won it 8 times in the last 9 years, they still only count once.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Florida State.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
Auburn.
Yes.
Florida.
Yes.
LSU.
Yes.
USC.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Nebraska.
No.
Okay. Tennessee.
Yes.
Miami.
No, Miami. Did you say Miami? You did not say Miami. That's correct. That's correct. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Why do I have Texas? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. You didn't say Texas, so why did I write this down twice?
Texas.
Yeah, well, I know. I got that.
I would have got that.
I know you would have. Shit, I'm giving you to. I did something wrong, but whatever. You can have it. You would have gotten it. All right. So, okay. So well done. You're still in good shape. But it gets a little tougher here. So I hope you're prepared. Give me, 1 minute on the clock, the 10 longest tenured head football coaches in FBS. There are actually 13 because 3 of them came in the same year. So you only have to give me 10. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Frank Beamer.
Yes.
Gary Pinkel.
Yes.
Mark Richt.
Yes.
Okay. Kirk Ferentz.
Yes.
Bob Stoops.
Yes.
Rick Stockstill.
No.
Okay.
Hell, that is.
Middle Tennessee. Okay. Les Miles?
Yes.
Mike Gundy?
Yes. 10 seconds.
Okay.
And time. You got 7. You got Frank Beamer, Gary Pinkel, Mark Richt, Kirk Ferentz, Bob Stoops, Les Miles, and Mike Gundy. You missed Bronco Mendenhall at BYU, George O'Leary at Central Florida, or as a Navy SEAL, whatever he said on his resume. I never forgive.
I would not have guessed that. That's wow. He's been around there for a while now. It's surprising.
Gary Patterson of TCU.
Speaking
of things that it's surprising this person's been there for a while because they came from a high-profile program, Frank Solich at Ohio, Steve Spurrier at South Carolina, and Kyle Whittingham at Utah. So you have a total of 36 so far, adding you're at 171. You need 8 here to tie the all-time record and 9 to beat it.
No pressure.
Get excited, everyone. America, take a break. Pause the podcast. Get yourself a glass of wine. Get ready because it's about to get serious. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the longest active bowl streaks the 10 schools with the longest current active bowl streaks in a row. There are actually 12, because there are three that have not, that are tied. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Florida State.
Yes.
LSU.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Five. Oregon.
Yes.
Boise State.
Yes.
Okay. Miami?
No.
Okay, they have gone under 500. Okay. Wisconsin.
Yes. Keep going.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Who am I missing? Oh, no.
And time. But that was, you got 8, which I think we have. I hope everybody is excited for what's happened here.
This Glenn Gronkowski answer is going to haunt me forever when I was thinking of the NFL.
You got 8, which gives you a total of 179, which is, in fact, the new record, tying Frank Schwab with the new record at 179. So here
that
are
was
the
a
ones...
tougher question, because Ohio State, USC teams you would think of have been banned from a bowl recently.
Yes, it is. Here, so you, if you could have gotten one of these last ones, you would have not just tied Frank Schwab. You would have beaten him, but there is still nothing to be ashamed of there. Here are the ones that you got. You got Virginia Tech, Florida State, LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Boise State, and Wisconsin. You missed BYU.
BYU was an answer on two of these that you just don't think about.
Clemson.
Yeah, okay.
Georgia.
I didn't say Georgia. Oh, damn it.
And Georgia Tech.
I think I thought I said Georgia, but I did not.
All it did was cost you history. You got 179. That's obviously an amazing number. You're very good at this map round, so well done.
Thank you very much.
Everyone,
I did my best.
Yeah, so everyone, he's very good. He's smart. He's smarter than the rest of us. This is why you should be reading everything. Well, this is not actually the main reason you should be reading everything the map round does, but it's certainly a key one. So everyone go read Matt Brown's stuff at Sports North regularly and follow him on Twitter at Matt Brown, CFB, MattBrownCFB. And in all seriousness, I actually thought anyone was ever going to touch Schwab's record, and here you are, you've tied it. So well done, congratulations, sir.
Thank you for asking me college football mascots, because I could name all 128.
I was gonna say, I should have given you an FCS one or something,
probably,
but,
yeah.
But oh well. All right, well done, man. Have a great time. I can't wait to read you this year. You're kicking ass, so keep it up, man.
Good luck to the Illini. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, we don't need it. We're fine. All right, this is the Willis Experience Podcast. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back on Monday or Tuesday with Allison Footer. Have a great weekend, everyone. It's football week next week.
Yeah.